Hi, Rebels. This Financial Literacy Month, Rebel Girls teamed up with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families, to bring you everything you need to be smart with your money and build healthy habits that last a lifetime. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to make smart choices with every penny, whether you're saving for something special or learning to invest. Greenlight gives kids the power to be independent, and grown-ups can trust that their kids have money wherever they are. Sign up at greenlight.com/rebelgirls to get your first month at no cost and start building money confidence for life.
This is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls.
Welcome to Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls. I'm Sadie from Nashville. I'm 8 years old, and I'm interviewing Gail King, who was the narrator of last week's episode of Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls. If you haven't heard last week's episode, now is a good time to go back and check it out. Gail, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Gail King. I'm co-host of CBS This Morning. I hope it's your favorite morning show. I'm also editor-at-large at Oh, the Oprah Magazine. And I'm so glad that you all got to hear the podcast about my best friend in the whole world, Oprah. Oprah and I have been friends since we were 21 and 22. I wish for all of you that you at least have, at some point in your life, one friend who you totally trust, who you know roots for you and wishes you the very best. So I wish for all of you that you have a best friend who cheers you on, who supports you, who, most important of all, tells you the truth, even when you don't want to hear it. And Oprah and I both do that for each other. I'm so glad you're getting to know her story a little better, because she is knockout.
Did you always know you wanted to be a broadcast journalist?
I didn't always know that I wanted to be a broadcast journalist, although let me tell you something. TV is my first love. I now have a job at CBS This Morning. I work in print at the Oprah Magazine, and I also have a radio show on Sirius XM. My favorite thing is television. I love television. As much as I love my jobs, I really feel that I'm a TV baby at heart. But I never thought that TV was going to be my lot in life. I majored in psychology, and I intended to be a child psychologist because I really like listening to people's problems and giving unsolicited advice. So I thought I'd do that or I'd be an attorney. But life has a crazy way of taking a turn you don't expect. So no, this wasn't something I always planned, but boy, am I glad I have this job today. I always say I have a front row seat to history.
In a world that doesn't always want to listen to women, how do you make your voice heard?
Somebody told me once, it's actually Kendra Scott told me. Kendra Scott is a very famous and very successful jewelry designer. You've probably seen a lot of her earrings and necklaces and rings. She said to me that when she looks in the mirror, when you look at the word no, it's really on backwards. And so she has always said, no means game on. And once she told me that, I thought, Kendra, that's exactly how I feel. It is very difficult for me to take no for an answer when it's something that I believe in. And my advice is always, if it's something you believe in, don't take no, because in my mind, a no eventually becomes a yes when you keep repeatedly making your case. So I always say, be fierce, be fearless, don't be afraid to take foolish risk, and don't take no for an answer.
Thanks, Gail. If you like the show, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen and share it with all of your friends. Stay Rebel.
Thanks for listening to this episode, Rebels. Did you know there's a whole world of Rebel Girls to explore? Go to rebelgirls.com/more to check out our latest books, t-shirts, crafting kits, and, well, more. Visit rebelgirls.com/more. Until next time, stay Rebel.